because it is suspect of a great devotee. And Parvati, she is also a great devotee, she is a Vaishnavi. She is Narayana Shakti. Narayani is called Mahamaya. Even great sage, you become a Brahmin, no use. You have to become a devotee. Still now in India, there are Brahmin, but may not be devotee. Maybe follower of Shiva, this, that. No. Prabhupada says, we have come here to become Vaishnava. Brahmin is not enough. There are many Brahmins. Again, this is Kali Yuga. What is this? Only Brahmin. Though in the beginning, when Prabhupada started the movement, reporter asked him, what do you want to make this young boys and girls? He first said, Brahmin. Because unless you are a Brahmin at least, how can you become a Vaishnava? But if you try to become Vaishnava, automatically you check, have you developed all the good qualities of a Brahmin? You will automatically. Whether you are a man, woman, grihastha, sannyasi, vanaprastha, these are varnashram dharma. Ultimately, all of us has to become a Vaishnava. Prabhupada says, just like you are entering into school, ultimately one day you have to become a PhD. This is called Vaishnava. The Paramahansa. Doesn't matter. Whether sannyasi, vanaprastha, grihastha, brahmacharini, housewife, doesn't matter. Everybody can become Vaishnava by serving a pure devotee. That is our goal. And staying with devotees, in association with the devotees, practice Krishna consciousness, in association with the devotees, strictly following the rules and regulations, regulative principle. Otherwise things get watered down later. They get deviated. So many things happen. Unless those who are the leader of the society, they set up good example, good character, good standard, purity. Now here, even the great Bhigu, Rishi, demigod, Bhaga, Pusa, so many, how they are treated, look. What is their condition? Supposed to be very powerful, this Bhigu said. He went to test Lord Shiva, test Brahma, test Narayana. And his condition, his moustache, he said, Vidarbha tore off the moustache of Bhigu. Who was offering sacrificial oblations on his hands in the fire. Vidarbha immediately cut Bhaga, who had been moving his eyebrows during Bhigu's cursing of Lord Shiva. Now you curse the great Vaishnava of Lord Shiva, what happens to you see? Cut Bhaga. And what did? Out of great anger, thrust him in the ground. Forcibly put out his eyes. You can't think of. This is not story. It's all happened. So what is the use of becoming Bhava, like personality? And then, just as Baladeva knocked the teeth of Dantavakra, the king of Kalinga, during the gambling match at the marriage ceremony of Aniruddha, Birbhadra knocked out the teeth of both Daksha and Pusha, who was smiling sympathetically, had also shown his teeth. Now he showed it, what happened? Well, this may be very disturbing. But after that, is all he is peaceful. The devotee knows how to be always peaceful. Bhaktaram Jagatavasam. This is the formula. Bhaktaram. He always knows the Lord Krishna, Narayana. Bhaktaram, he is the original, he is the supreme enjoyer. Sarvaloka Mahasaram, he is the Lord of all creation and controller. Sridham Sarvabhutanam, he is the supreme friend of all living entities. Better take shelter of him, in peace. Sridham, Sridham means one is well-wisher of all living entities. One will accept this. Just accepting these great sages, enjoy peace. peace of mind. They said, there, now there is no peace. This Daksha Chakra, Daksha, he popped up. And great. And father-in-law. And what happened to him? Disrespecting Lord Shiva, who is a great Vaishnava. Parvati, a great Vaishnavi. Vaishnavaram Yathasambhu. Now, as a result, what is happening? Mistreated them, insulted them. Now, this is the result. This is what happens. The history repeats. Now, we can learn so much from this. Extremely careful not to hurt any Vaishnava. Doesn't matter who I am, where I am situated, what is my position, what is my power, designation. A misuse by mistreating a Vaishnava, which sometimes even demigods cannot recognize. Prabhupada one place said, as you become pure, you can see other spirit. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, everything starts from you. You try to become a good devotee. Then you can see others. Better not to find others' fault. Though it is difficult for leaders, suppose say sannyasi, temple president, temple commander, GBC, they have to sometimes chastise others. Has to sometimes. Find out, hey, this is wrong, this is wrong. So, since the position is high, at the same time, very critical also. If you hurt others, I am a sannyasi, but to mistake, heavy reaction. In other words, let us all try to become a good devotee. That's why Popa says, this movement is meant for making best character. You become one person, you can make a first class Vaishnava. He can make so many devotees. Though Prabhupada sometimes again give imports of quantity, quality also. He said, now I think we have got many temples, many devotees. Better you boil the meals now. In other words, concentrate on quality or quality. A devotee, a good character and all these things, not qualities. Otherwise I am afraid you go on increasing like that, one day you will all water down, hardly any milk left, only water. So you should be careful also. Don't take any time to carry your devotee. Otherwise, rotten apple, they say, in a basket, make others rotten, in touch. Better good devotee and good quality. Now others can gradually come. So there is another, our now, at present, we have got another frontier, another E opened, that is, called congregation chanting, Namhatta. They stay outside and they are getting together and chanting, gradually maybe doing one round, four round, six round, gradually bringing up to the standard. Sometimes some of our authority don't like too much close mixing with everything, temple duty and them. Then temple duty standard may go down, they think. I'm not supporting it or not standing against anything. I'm telling what the leaders are thinking this way, the line of thinking. As that, to that extent is necessary, they let them together. Sometimes not everything together. Where the devotees 24 hours engaged in Krishna service. You know, their role is different. They are much stronger usually. They should to preach to others, not listen from them. Something like that. Even leaders have a different opinion. You have to check it. See what our leaders say. Prabhupada gave GBC as the ultimate authority. All spiritual, managerial matters, they'll decide. So he said, they are supposed to, those are GBC supposed to be best devotees. They should be selected as GBC. So Prabhupada gave guideline of everything. Who should be sannyasi? What is his qualification? Who should be guru? What is his qualification? Who should be GBC? What is his qualification? What is his rights? Who should be president? And he has got, he gave, seems like, a lot of power to the temple president, seems like. I'm telling something, but I don't know what to speak about, make out of this purport to this, as I'm telling this. But this sort of thing happened to the big organization also, to some extent. A different nature may not be like this, sometime. Disaster.
So we can learn from this thing. This is always, if we accept Krishna, sadhu, other good character, see, as mentioned in scripture, symptom of a sadhu, and guru, sadguru, and scripture, you can check out from the three which tallies. Most agrees, two out of these three, you make a decision on the basis of that. And then you know how to act, in which direction you can take your move, you can make movement. This is correct? Correct. Now you see how they are tortured. I can think how better be peaceful, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Many of us might not have become even Vaishnava. But you have come in this line, so automatically you expect it will become Vaishnava, even now Vaishnava, compared to outsiders. And we have not come here to become a Brahmin, to become this, that, and power. We have come here simply to serve Krishna, so that we can become, we can join in Krishna's family. Here, we are practicing as if we belong to the Krishna's family, putting Krishna at the center and Krishna's representative, who can take me back to Godhead, back to Krishna. So this is a very wonderful arrangement made by Prabhupada and other previous acharya and Prabhupada's representative. They're trying to save the people of the world. So those who are in the movement was the most fortunate person. And every day that is why we are discussing the character, pastime of great devotees. Here you can see how Mother Parvati burned herself listening how a great devotee, Lord Shiva, was mistreated. She couldn't tolerate it, so didn't like this guy. We can't help. Sometimes we get angry, sometimes we may be envious. All these things have got a proper use. And you can use it. This is Vaishnava knows. We are not stone, we have got feeling. We have got urges. We know, Vaishnava, how to use it properly. So Mother Shruti is here showing. And she burned herself, control her. This body, I don't like it, come. Your body, given by Daksha, I don't like. And burned herself. But he should have stopped Daksha. Shouldn't be so hard-hearted. So what happens to him, we can see. And we can learn from this so much. Every day, we are facing so many situations when we are practicing Krishna consciousness. We have to make our move based on decision. And decision, how will we make decision? All this reading, all these things, how Prabhupada? That is the Prabhupada gave purport. That is the sloka and then purport. What you can learn? He's explaining it. The challenging situation, and they, naturally they will be fighting, just like Kurukshetra. Big fight! Millions of people died, millions of millions. That place is still there, you can go to Kurukshetra. This is not all story. In future, who knows? So many like this may take place again, small form or bigger form. Then you have to make our move, you have to make decision. If you simply get bewildered, that won't solve. You have to solve the problem. Everybody has to face problem. This material life means problem. But one will take shelter of Krishna, Krishna's representative, Vaishnava, a Vaishnava organization like ISKCON. He saved. And so we should be Shastra Chakshus. You see everything through the scripture. Not, I think, speculation. You may be wrong. You have to pay for it. Better see through the scripture what Prabhupada said, what previous acharya says, what Krishna said, what my Sadguru said. Then make decision and act accordingly. Because many bewildering situations you have to face, like here. Now Bhrigu is such a great personality, Brahmin, going to test even Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Narayana. What is his kind? What he is facing, you can see. He is ripping. he's tearing off his moustache. You take one hair from Adi, you find how painful. What to speak, a whole moustache. And such a Brahmin, Brahmin means he's lean and thin, he's very weak physically. He doesn't give importance to his body, means to his soul. So better become a Vaishnava, not Brahmin. Only Vaishnava. Though you may become Brahmin, very good Brahmin, sannyasi. No. That doesn't help us to go back to Godhead. To help us to become a Vaishnava. And yesterday we were discussing how we know who is a Vaishnava. He has got these 26 qualities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Prabhupada said, meditate on this at night. Now you may be a sannyasi, you may be a good accomplisher, good writer, good manager. Check out. Are you all doing all these things, serving Krishna in this way? Have you developed all these good qualities of a sadhu, good qualities of a Vaishnava? Yes, Krishna will accept. You get visa, Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, back to Godhead. Just like Jayananda Prabhu. He building wrath, maybe that is good he did. Maybe. He was a nice character. He was very... he was not attached to his money. He gave away to Prabhupada. Even though sent for his leukemia, again he gave away $5,000 at that time, lot of money. 65, 66. Prabhupada said, no, but still. And he has no material desire. Prabhupada said, I think he has gone back to Godhead. If you have some material desire, and all the time working very hard, Jayananda for Krishna. So here he set up an example. And we can emulate it. We can emulate. Follow. We can follow. We can learn from this. Learn from here is a devotee. Then we can follow him. It doesn't matter. Anybody. Either brahmachari, manager, sannyasi, president, temple commander, mopping the floor. Anybody can. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana, so many fighting, all these things there. Later on everything is peaceful. Who is peaceful? Only devotee is peaceful. Anybody has a material desire is curvy. Or even yogi, Gyan yogi, Hatha yogi, they have no peace. But the devotee has peace. He follows Krishna, he follows Balaram, and they protect him. There may be sometimes a disturbance. Panchapandav, so much tribulation, but they are still dependent on Krishna. Dependent on Krishna, dependent on Krishna. Vrajavasi, dependent on Krishna. That is surrender. And they are saved. Ultimately, Lord saved them. Or ultimately, Lord saved them. No, Lord is lawless. Prabhupada said, but still, our duty is, if you want to become a devotee, our duty is to always. We do our duty part, surrender to Krishna. Now it's up to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, my dear Lord, you may kill me, but you can save my life. It's up to you. Do as you like. That should be actually very humble and meek and depend absolutely on the Lord. It is difficult sometimes. We are not used to. That is sadhana. That is what we are doing here. That is what we are practicing. So many difficult situations we go through. Tribulations, harassment, insult, injustice. And you should see through the scripture. That is why every day we are reading all these things which are important for us to meditate whole day. What every day we read, discuss, the rest of the day you meditate when you are serving Krishna. Thereby, your body is engaged in Krishna service, mind is also absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then Krishna will see, oh, here is a nice devotee. So he is easy to go back to Godhead, whatever may be his service, designation, position, accomplishment, doesn't matter. All this fighting skill were very elaborately exhibited by the different parties at Daksha. Even Kamsa, though He is always thinking of Krishna, though unfavorably. Even they get some benefit. Even Putana want to kill Krishna. But Krishna is so kind. He gave him such an exalted position, like his mother Yashoda, mother's place. So, if he's intelligent, somebody with the slightest intelligence, he should try to become a devotee, render devotional service in association with the devotee. If to demon this happens, not to speak up to one who is serving Krishna. So we are here, so Prabhupada encourages us, by any means, whatever you have done, many, many lives, just one life, tolerate. One life, surrender to Krishna. One life, give everything to Krishna, your time, resources, body, eye, mind, everything, your pride, all offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. Give up all this. Just to please Krishna, just to please His pure representative, and go back to Godhead. Because we are very fallen, Kali Yuga has got so many defects, the ocean of defects. But simply, Kirtana Adeva Krishna. So simply one thing I am requesting, just always chant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you really love me, other than Krishna Katha, don't say anything. Don't hurt any, put anybody in distress or in anxiety. At once, you will conquer the heart of Krishna. You surrender to Krishna. Lord Ramchandra says, whatever you might have done in past, before coming to Krishna consciousness, one shouldn't discuss somebody. He did this, he was like that, this is very bad. Lord won't tolerate. What he was, he was a thief, he was a dacoit, he was a criminal, doesn't matter. At least now, in devotional service, he's not doing anything. He's serving, so he's a great soul. He's a great soul, he's there, this sort of person. Whatever it may be past, Valmiki Muni, he was a dacoit, Jagai Madhai, he became a great devotee. Great, you can learn so much from this. You can learn so much. Nobody comes to this material world, but anybody comes, must have done something wrong. Must have done something wrong. Otherwise, doesn't come, in general. So here Krishna and His pure devotee Prabhupada and His representative GBC giving us opportunity, the people in general and the world, to take, come on, take this. Take this, take Krishna consciousness. Save yourself, save others. It's very joyfully it can be performed. Don't be envious of the Lord. Don't be a thief and waste your life. Glide down to hellish condition. Or in darkness, deep darkness. Tamasoma, Jyotirgama. From darkness, go to light, go to the spiritual world, spiritual sky, and then to the center spiritual world. And anybody, everybody can do. It is made very simple by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. And always take prasad so that which purifies your existence and become free from all the result of many, many life sinful activities, whatever they are, you become free. Keep your soul always in the mode of goodness and gradually try to become pure goodness. You are rest assured back to Godhead. No doubt. Even in this life, you become liberated, free from lamentation, fear of death, disease, all these things. Kleshogni, it is called. Kleshogni, life will be auspicious. Suhada, then you'll deride, you deride the liberation, salvation. But then, no, I don't care. That is the devotee's symptom. Sadhu, jivova, morova. Just care whether I die or live here and go back to the spiritual world. But we are very fallen. Better try to go back to God. pure bhakti has got other symptom. Krishna akarshani, you are attracted by Krishna. That is what you are doing, to develop attachment to Krishna. Krishna's dham, Krishna's devotee, Krishna katha, listening, glorifying, Krishna's form, beauty, pastime. 24 hours we should be listening all these things. And at the same time, keeping body engaged in Krishna's service. Prabhupada says, very simple. It's very simple actually. Depending on our attitude, but if we become very independent minded, very get carried away by our some sort of opulence, my scholarship, my position, my power, that is very unfortunate, which is not unlikely. Many of us become victim of that. Accomplishment, name, fame, adoration, or object of senses, which often happens. So here we learn, great Brahmin, demigod, but offended Vaishnava, Parvati, Lord Shiva. What happened? So we don't know, none of us like that, want to become. All fight, peaceful. Why not? Why from the very beginning peaceful? And people, everybody likes peace. Oh, they are very peaceful. How you become? Chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna prasad. Oh, I see. Yeah, try. And somebody wrote a letter. Yes, few days ago, we are hearing in Prabhupada's Lilamrita. Few days ago, we are hearing, reading, how one lady appreciating our movement. First I came, later on I found actually all these things, material so-called requirement, television, car, these, that. No, the life should be, if life is simple, and we practice Krishna consciousness, everybody have peace and happiness. This is far better. I highly appreciate. Now I am doing that. Here is an example. Here is an example. Actually, all of us, our condition, this way or that way, have got lots of sort of problem, confusion, doubt, and Krishna is very kind. He clears all these things, doubt. These are like demons within our heart. And every day we listen Krishna katha, we find it is becoming sadhu, sadhu. We relish it. Otherwise what happened? Let's fight! Did I tell that story? And on the Pancha Pandava, Kurukshetra is over, Maharaj Yudhishthira, they went to console because they lost. Dhritarashtra lost 100 sons. Who can bear? You told that story? Did I tell? No? Acha, let us finish with this. Time is running out. Make it short. So, all naturally, nobody can tolerate. He killed. Who killed? I see, this guy. Actually, most of the sons of Dhritarashtra was killed by, because there is always a fratricidal war, it's called, between family members. So, because of what property or any other thing, a rivalry, the same age, Bhima and Duryodhana, they fight, they are of the same age. Then again, fight is over, now peace, you come into console, but some people still within, is burning within his heart, why you kill my son? Externally maybe, hello, how are you? As usual, the family means like that, throughout the world, a little artificial. So, they all came, Maharaj Yudhishthira, to, you know, to pay dandavat to Mother Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, who is blind. He may be lamenting, oh, I lost so many sons. And he's embracing them. All right. Okay. And he's pacifying. Lost so many. Now, first is Yudhishthira, then is Bhima, is he? Or Arjuna. Who is second? Bhima. Now Bhima will go. Bhima is very strong. But Dhritarashtra is also very strong. He's embracing him. Where is Bhim? Come on, Bhima. And these five Pandavas, they are surrendered to Krishna. Krishna is their life. Krishna is their soul, like the Brajavasi. They know nothing but Krishna. Kunti, Draupadi. So Krishna also like that. Yeah, this is devotional service. You give everything to Krishna. Krishna also takes care of it. Any danger, any difficulty, any some deception, somebody's conspiring anything, conspiracy doing, to planning something, how to put you down, how to do harm to you, damn it. Krishna knows everybody's mind and heart. Krishna had a plan before. The moment he said, "Hey, Bhima, come," he embraced Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir consoled him. "He lost so many sons. He's there, uncle." He said, "Okay, tears can't do. He's not disclosing his heart, Dhritarashtra. This is materialistic people like that. They don't disclose. Dhritarashtra. Rashtra means kingdom. That means material ideas. Most of the people have materialistic motivation. I will enjoy everything. This and that. What material is like. I am the Lord, whatever I say. I will enjoy everything." And Dhritarashtra died. That is what he was trying. Either he or his son. But failed. Because Krishna's plan, ultimately that will win. That will happen. So, Dhritarashtra is burning there. "This guy killed my son. This Jadhan, my eldest son, and so many other sons." But he's not telling that. But Krishna knows. And when Bhima is going, Krishna made a big statue made of iron, like Bhima. Ask others, push it to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is blind, he cannot see. "Here is Bhima." That's right. Dhritarashtra, oh. blood! Because it's not Bhima. It's an iron beam. But he's so powerful, Dhritarashtra is very, very strong. Sometimes say, if you have one sense is inactive, other senses become very strong. Otherwise, Dhritarashtra also was very strong. Though he's an old man, very powerful, he's going to crush Bhima. But he's not telling. The whole world, everybody's going, "What is doing?" Everybody could see Dhritarashtra's heart and mind. He was burning to kill in front of everybody, the Bhima. Bhima all points out to Krishna. Krishna is smiling and telling, "Look, what is Dhritarashtra?" And Dhritarashtra is vomiting that blood because he's iron beam. And his body is the blood all scratched because he's iron. That is also breaking into part. So it's iron thing meeting. He smashed it. Everybody is looking at. He may be blind, he's not seeing. Everybody is seeing. Look, he was burning to crush all the Pandavas, especially Bhim, he's strong. Because Bhim killed most of his son he killed. So he was burning in revenge, taking the avenger. And everybody is watching. Look, he was burning inside to kill Bhima and other brother. There's so much burning in heart, I can get Bhima, this guy. And Bhima is watching. And Krishna showing them, "Now look, what this guy is." Krishna is enjoying. This is what called materialistic people. Also, this guy, you are working hard, and this guy simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he's doing nice prasad, nice bhara, very peaceful, going in car. They want to smash devotees. But they become, they have to suffer like Dhritarashtra. Or Mayabadi, they suffer. They think, "Kill this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this devotees. These guys, this is the kitchen religion. They simply cook nice food, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Kattal, Meganga, Dum, Dum, Dum. Come on, chant Hare Krishna. What is this, guy? Work hard, man. You suffer, you work hard. You work hard. It's not nice. You're escapist. You escape to Krishna. You're not escaping. Go back to God. More, enjoy more there. You're a fool. You're nutcase. You just suffer. You work hard. We enjoy. You're a fool. But don't tell. That's true. And the Dhritarashtra, he planned so many things. He suffered. Even last night. So better to take the side of Krishna and depend on him and do all this. Krishna will take care. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? So there will be many fights. must always think which side is Krishna and Buddha. Any question? Any comment? Yeah.
Maharaj, sometimes devotees follow their authority and do everything their authority says, but the authority makes some mistake. And the person who's following the authority, they feel, oh, I've wasted so much of my life.
Acha, I see. This is a good question, I know. Prabhupada said regarding that, as far as I remember, if you think you can help, you follow authority, you can politely say, I understand from this. You follow, then you try not to. But pray to Krishna, that I did best, as far as possible, to take the side, on the right side, which is right, yes. Now I can't help if I have to stay here, because he has got more power. What can I do? I'm trying. And so, this is my understanding. Sometimes you can't help, you have to listen to authority. He may have more power and he can do wrong. Yes, it's possible he can do wrong. Sometimes there is a, within whom there could be more authority, both are powerful. I don't know which side I'll go. Then pray to Krishna. Try to do your best. But which side you think for your best? You might have to lean on that side. But pray to Krishna also at heart. You're forced, I can't help. Do your best as far as you can go. Inside, as you can see through the scripture, Sadguru and Krishna, one by one, and Krishna, as far as you can go, you try to say, as I understand this, can you please explain? No. You do what? No. And a cut, finish. You do this, I do. You pray to Krishna. That is not coming.
It's not lost for anything.
No, in that case, you are not that much, you'd be responsible. Krishna will see that he's at heart, he's telling, I can do as I see, this is not right, you should do this. Yes, this is what I understand from Prabhupada. But you obey the authority. Authority shouldn't also misuse. That is why Prabhupada said, these are the quality of GBC. I found, one day I asked top artist, I don't agree with this, can you explain? They didn't. And can I see that what Prabhupada said, a GBC, how he qualifies to be a GBC? He said. And I said, oh, this is this. So, I didn't ask, are they like this? So everything, when you say to person, everything, sometimes falls short of, you know, the standard, all these things. So, naturally, more complication comes. So it's sometimes very difficult to undo the knot and find what is what. But if you are surrendered to Krishna, he'll give intelligence to handle the situation. But sometimes still it could be difficult. You see, some people are misusing either power, position, abusing all these things. As far as my intelligence goes, depending on my surrender, Krishna will give intelligence. Now, so everybody are not completely surrendered, same deviant quality. So decision could be different also. And that's all. So when saintly person comes, always there is complication, get more and more, standard goes down, on a many difficulties, odds, reverses, and decline, purity, all these things happen. Sometimes disaster, sometimes cycle of disaster, periodic, after every 10 years or something. So there is confrontation, phase and test of the devotee. How you make decision? This is a good question though. But this is the answer I know from, as far as I know, from Prabhupada's books. Especially, I request all devotees to face complicated situation, read Prabhupada's letters. Some devotees don't like. They say, stop printing these books because their interest may suffer. I don't mention their name. You can understand if you're intelligent. In other words, first of all, what Prabhupada wanted was that if this movement is meant for making character, not necessarily how you accomplish. If by accomplish you don't develop the good, pure devotee, what is the use of accomplishment? But everybody has got some particular talent or skill. Yeah? And the movement goes on. How? By tapping his energy, talent, all this, and get this thing done. But purpose is to become ultimately devotee, a good devotee, a pure devotee. Even if she is mopping the floor, she could survive till the end. And other could accomplish lot of holding very responsible position. Slightest hurt any devotee, they might have to pay a very high price. Might have a very high price you can ever think of. Since he is enjoying, they're ordering everybody, everybody is under his feet. At the same time, he also will be judged by the higher authority, by King or Krishna. So, both things are there. So, it is said, we have come here to become a Vaishnava. Better always become humble, which is very difficult, unless you have a lower position. So now, in one sense, to remain in lower position is better. It's safer. But in higher position, much recognition there, respect there, and all these things are there offered, but God will not forgive him. Whether you are a sannyasi, whether you are a topmost spiritual, most exalted position, no one, nobody. You must qualify. So qualification is very important. That's all I understand. If not, you misuse your power, you misuse the wealth of the Lord in your name by manipulating, you only have to face and pay for it. It doesn't matter who it is. There it is. So those who are in position, like authority, like a sannyasi, like a guru, like a temple president, like a temple commander, the slightest is high price sometimes, just a matter of time. Because they, and those in lower position, safer in that case. This is the history. In most cases, has been found. So many lords will come, hero, but sometimes cannot remain hero. The slightest of this thing. Because it is safe, Popa said, Caesar's wife must be beyond doubt. You understand what it means, Caesar's wife? And if you are in a responsible position, you must be very faithful. If not, you are not chaste. You are enjoying that all these rights given by the other. You may not qualify. You pay high price. Misuse slightest high price because you are in high position. But you are low position, you don't have to pay high price. From here, somebody falls, she is mopping floor, or just his ordinary brahmachari. He does slightest little wrong, he stays in the movement till the end. Others don't stay. They come, go ahead. And it's too hard in him. It hurts, it's very painful for him because once he enjoyed power like God or emperor, suddenly, because of the accomplishment, now for him to swallow that, very pain. So, this way is made by Lord, actually. You must qualify. But you are not qualified, trying to enjoy that thing. You say that you pay high price. So it's up to you which one you want. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, better remain humble. Either position, you are still even humble, you're okay. But it's a tendency naturally, you get carried away. Not we, most of us. I mean, anybody could be. It's a susceptible to very tendencies there. We take it for granted that I qualify, I'm a sannyasi. Prabhupada said, I thought I've given you to encourage so that you qualify yourself as a sannyasi. You are not usually a devotee, means highly exalted soul. They've got all wonderful qualities like God. You have to develop all these things by surrendering. So check yourself every night. But compared to outside people, one sort of a devotee, you are tending to be a devotee. If you take it for granted, then danger any time. Right? So it says like a razor edge. You get a very nice shape if you're very careful. A slight inattentive, catch blood. Too much in a position like here, you may lose your life. Danger. Answer. Because position. So your position is very high. Slightest defect. Finish your eye on that person. Exalted position. I like it. Treated like a god. I miss you slightly. Inattentive, take it for granted. Whereas you are in a humble position. Ordinary brahmacharya, you are a grihastha. Nobody can say. He's in Maya. He's my person. Very soon, he is in Maya. You see, he cannot maintain his renounced order. Nobody can think of suddenly change his dress. His danda become thanda. Sorry. Anyway, I don't mean anything. It applies to all of us. You don't say you are free from all this. Any questions? Swamiguru is going to comment something. The scholar look like a Vrindavan Vrajavasi, a big sadhu. Yeah, you see, so this happens. We actually, whole life is our, we facing like Kurukshetra. In India they say that. Everybody faces a position like Kurukshetra, this relation to family. All. This is also like that. This happens. When a great saintly person goes, this sort of happens. Different groups, these, that. He doesn't know which side I will take. Then Bhishma, what happened? And others said, how can I do? Prabhupada said, no, Bhishma, he was present when Draupadi was going to disrobe, he didn't say anything. Something like that in Prabhupada's purport there. He has to pay for it. Shoot him. Though Bhishma could take, like Arjuna, many. Nothing to be alone. Bhishma, person like Bhishma can defeat all the army, all the commander-in-chief of both parties. So powerful Bhishma was. Because he was brahmachari whole life. Somebody maintained brahmachari or celibacy, even a married person, he can be extremely determined and powerful. He said, this way, Mahatma Gandhi, Prabhupada said, he married, but after a short while, he didn't keep his, maintain his married life. He kept his wife apart. Aside. Since he was maintaining celibacy, there is a grihastha, he could so powerful, he could drive out the British. Though they are so powerful, the British are very intelligent and couldn't stand Mahatma Gandhi's power. So inside is very powerful. Externally he may look like a skeleton figure. Very powerful. There are some, this is called Brahmin's power. It looks like a thin, nothing. It's very spiritual, very strong. What if it will happen? One may be very diplomatic, powerful, controlling other way by manipulation of other things. Or a devotee is completely surrendered. All the power of the Lord is behind him. Though he appears like he is like helpless, he is praying to Krishna. He is pure. He is surrendered to Krishna. All power behind him. That is the devotee's condition. Other thing, hey, this guy, what he can do? He is praying to Krishna. I am completely surrendered. Whatever you do, all power behind him. That is devotee. He depends on Krishna and surrendered to Krishna. But sometimes you get carried away. I'm a big scholar, I'm every day giving class, I'm this, I'm that, something. It is natural. Krishna crosses it. Even great devotees sometimes get carried away. Krishna teaching lesson. Don't get puffed up. You can't throw it, Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinadu Pishuni Chena. He said, even the grass, you walk over, again it comes back to its position. Some say like that. But still, at least he lets...